Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Gloria said, just before we turned the camera on, she said, think about how this was nothing but a pile of rocks. But once the blessing begins to manifest, and we began to find out about it, when we were at Oral Roberts University, we got a hold of our first tape by Brother Kenneth E. Hagin.
Yes, thank God.
And we'd been there a little less than a month. It was in February of 67 when we got a hold of that first tape. And then we began to find out, and immediately, this verse, let's turn there right now to Galatians chapter 3, verse 11, but that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith.
Hallelujah.
Well, I was already so hungry for faith. I mentioned on yesterday's broadcast, one of the first things I saw about oil was the fact he used his faith like a mechanic uses a tool. And I wanted to know how to do that. And so, I was so hungry for it. I was praying about faith. I was looking for faith. I was hunting it everywhere. In fact, you remember, Gloria, I started that just almost the very day I got born again in 62. I wanted faith. I was going to church hunting somebody to tell me about faith. Well, I'd go up there, go the first one, they'd say, you ought to have faith. And then the next Sunday, they'd say, this is what happened when you don't have faith. And I'd say, next Sunday, they're going to tell me how to do this thing. And then it'd come back to the next Sunday, and they'd talk about the frogs in Revelation and Paul's thorn in the flesh. And then after a while, this is happens if you don't have faith. Well, nobody told me what to do. And I'd ask. I'd say, what is faith, and how do you use it? I didn't even know how to ask a question about that. They'd say, son, you better be careful now. Okay, well, but that's about all I'd ever get. So I went 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67. January 67.
Dry years.
Oh, my goodness, my goodness. And I knew finally that we had gone to ORU by faith. I just didn't know what to do about it. But my quest and my hunger was right here. The just shall live by faith. The law is not of faith, but the man that does them live in them. Christ hath redeemed us
hallelujah.
From the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles. Well, I had sense enough to know that is me. Through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith.
There it is.
Although,
hallelujah.
Whoa.
There it is.
Oh, I gotta have this. What is that? This blessing of Abraham, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the rest of us through Jesus Christ. Well, all right. That we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Well, then over here in the 29th verse, it said, if you be in Christ or you belong to Christ, then are you Abraham's seed.
Glory to God.
And heirs according to the promise.
We're heirs.
What promise? The promise to Abraham of the blessing of Abraham. Huh. Well, if that's what was promised to Abraham, and it's promised to me as his seed because I'm in Christ, Maybe I need to find out what he promised Abraham.
That's good.
So, I went over here. You know, I didn't have, I wasn't smart enough to know that this didn't belong to me. Like everybody was trying to tell me, you know, and all that kind of genetically altered Bible, and which is religion. And so
That's called not for today.
Yeah. So I just went over only for the Jews.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't for the Jews, it's for Abraham. Judah was only one tribe, but it was the seed of Abraham. And besides that, I'm part of the tribe of Judah because of Jesus. Well, I mean, that all made good sense to me.
I didn't have
any religion. I come off the street. T.L. Osborne said, Kenneth, you blessed. He said, you're born free, boy. You didn't have a bunch of church to get rid of. So I got over here and I began to see what belonged to Abraham. Woo, glory to God. Glory, and I was living in that little old beat up looking shotgun house in Tulsa. I come running into her one day. I said, Gloria, look at this, girl. Look at this, we rich. She looked at me like,
we are?
We are? We're rich. We didn't have anything. She had no clothes. I had one suit that had been altered so many times. God commanded me to get the fat off my body. And I went from 240 at this time, not down to about 185, 190. And they'd altered one just the same suit over and over and over. It's the funniest looking thing anybody ever saw. It's the only one I had. And a car that was wore completely slapped out. And here we are, I'm hollering, I'm rich, I'm rich, I'm rich. I said, girl, this ain't nothing but a matter of time and faith. Hallelujah. That was true. I didn't know how, what, but I knew if we just stayed with it, praise God, faith would get it.
That's right.
And so let's go back then now over to the psalm that we began yesterday in 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Now remember, the blessing of the Lord, Proverbs 10, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he, God, adds no sorrow with it. The word translated sorrow, you read it in other translations, it says, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he does not demand that you toil to earn it. That's the sorrow. That's the curse of that sorrow. Jesus bore our sorrows. He bore our griefs and sorrows on the cross. And it's that same word. Now, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits. See what he's doing? He's speaking to his mind. He's speaking to and stirring up his memory concerning the blessing of the Lord.
Yeah.
Bless the Lord. Forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases.
Amen.
That's part of our benefits. Who redeemeth, remember, we are redeemed from the curse of the law. Jesus went to the cross. He was made a curse for us to redeem us from the curse of the law. All right, look at this part of that redemption. Who redeems your life from destruction. Excuse me. That's part of your benefits. Destruction is part of the curse. We are redeemed from destruction. Now, if you look through the Word and study it, you will find that the grace of God is a shield encompassed round about us. The thing that Satan was up in God's face about concerning Job was the fact that he was rich, that God had blessed him, and there's a wall around him.
That's right.
There was a wall between the land of Goshen and the land of Egypt. And when those curses fell on Egypt,
that's right. Yeah.
There was a wall of separation between the curse and the blessing, the light and the darkness. There was light in the land of Goshen.
Amen.
Now you go right over into the New Testament in the book of Romans, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus
has
made me free from the law of sin and death. The law of the blessing has made me free from the law of the curse.
Hallelujah.
We have been redeemed from the
glory
curse of
God.
The law.
That is so wonderful.
Of the law of it.
Yeah.
These things function by law. They don't just bounce around at random. In fact, if you go to the book of Deuteronomy, you see it divided. First is the blessing of Abraham, mm-hmm. the first through the 14th verse. The rest of it is the curse of the law. Now, you see it, there are some English translations, particularly in the King James Bible, that give somebody the idea that God's cursing people. Now, the curse is here.
That's right.
He's not activating it. It's here. It's translated correctly in the 14th verse. It says, if you will not hearken to the voice of the Lord your God and do what He says, keep His ordinances, all these curses will come on you and overtake you. The first verse of that 28th chapter says, if you will hearken, if you'll obey Him, listen to Him and obey His voice, keep it, follow His word by faith, all these blessings will come on you and overtake you. Now, in the new covenant, when you got born again, the seed of those blessings are on the inside of you. The blessing of Abraham is in you. The kingdom of God is in you. Praise
right.
God. It is in there. And it comes from the inside out instead of coming from the outside on. Amen. That's what Jesus went to the cross to secure.
But if
for
you don't
us.
Have light of the Word, nothing, it doesn't come out.
No, now we're back to looking at systems, man-made deals to meet your needs. Listen to this very carefully. And you'll, now people don't like to hear this, but I'm gonna preach and teach you the truth of the Word of God.
Amen.
I'm not here to play church with you, and I'm not here to pet you. When you, me, or anybody else looks to any other source to meet your needs, your job, the government, your husband, your wife, anything other than the blessing of the Lord, anything other than Jesus Christ of Nazareth as your Lord and Savior, anything else is idolatry. Idolatry is to look to any source other than God for your supply. Well, I thought idolatry was bowing down in front of an idol. Why do people bow down in front of idols?
To get something.
To get something. They go to an idol to pray of that idol something. Well, I don't bow down to idols. I don't even believe there is a God. Well, what? Well, I believe in myself. Well, you're your own idol.
That's right.
And, I mean, you know, you probably a legend in your own mind. But that don't mean that you might even come to the point where you gather up a lot of stuff. You may be at that point where you're not looking, hunting around for food or clothes or all of that, but I can promise you this. You got trouble in your heart. You got trouble in your mind. There's somebody trying to steal everything you've got, and you're fighting this to keep them from it. And it, all of that trouble goes with that. That's the sorrow that goes with that. And what good does it do a man to gather the whole world and lose his own soul, Jesus said. Now, people look at that word soul and think about it as the spirit man. It has to do with that. But the soul is made up of the mind, the will, and the emotion. You are a spirit. You have a soul. And you live in a natural flesh, blood, and bone body. Now, your will is part of the soul man. You right now have the God-given authority. Whether you believe in God or don't, you have His authority to make your own choices. You can choose God or you can choose not to believe in God. And what you believe is your choice. Unbelief is not non-belief. There's no such thing as non-belief. Every human being on this earth today that has control of his own faculties is believing something because the believer is in there. So, I don't believe that. That's not non-belief. That's believing something other than that.
I see.
Now, unbelief.
You believe you don't believe.
Yeah. You believe something else.
Yeah.
So, something else is your idol. Something else is your God. Now, when you're in that position, there's coming a moment in time when your soul is going to be commanded of you, and demanded, because your body's going to quit functioning. The moment your body quits functioning, see, you are a spirit. Your soul is inside your spirit. It isn't in your brain. Your brain is a natural organ that the mind uses to express itself through the body. When you step out of this body without having made the choice to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you step out of this body, you then must follow the one that has been controlling your life, and it hadn't been you, it has been Satan. I don't believe in Satan. So what? Just because you don't believe in him, I don't mean anything. That don't mean he doesn't exist. There used to be people that didn't believe in a lot of things that existed. They just didn't know about it.
That's right.
Now, the moment you do that, you have lost the command of your soul and stepped out into the realm of the spirit. And now you have to be incarcerated. Because a spirit being that doesn't know God cannot be left on this earth in its power and authority to run loose and run free, because the human spirit was created in the likeness of God and is the most powerful thing God ever created in this earth. And with that thing full of the devil with full range, can you imagine turning Hitler loose or somebody like that? Or any human being that doesn't know God, full of hate and all that kind of thing, to run wild on the earth? No. Well, I know so-and-so did it. No. All that ghost story business and all that, those are evil spirits that masquerade. They're in the Bible. They're mimicking spirits. And they mimic and
impersonate
people. And that's where the ghost stories and all that stuff come from. Now, oh yeah, they're very real, but they're not people. They mimic people, impersonate people. Now, so that spirit has to be incarcerated. God did not create hell for human beings. They weren't supposed to go there. That is a spiritual jail that the scripture says was created for the devil and his angels. Human beings are not supposed to be there at all. But if you're spiritually connected to him, then you're going to have to be incarcerated with him. And it's over, my friend. You've lost control of your soul. Your will is to get out of that place.
Jesus,
your will. Everybody in hell is crying out to God.
Too late, though.
Well, yeah, there's a gulf, separation there that is inescapable and uncrossable.
Yeah.
So take care of it now. Listen to God.
Absolutely.
Now. He's been getting the word across your path all these years. That's why some of you watching this broadcast today don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Don't take another breath. Just say, Lord, come into my heart.
Oh,
amen.
Yes.
I receive you, Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, but Copeland, you don't understand what I've done. I know. Oh, what are you talking about? The Bible said Jesus died for the ungodly, and you and I qualified. Praise God. Amen.
Praise you, Jesus.
It's not a matter of what you did, it's a matter of what he did. What you did yesterday, what you did an hour ago, has no bearing on anything. It's what you do in the next hour counts. What you do in the next year that counts. What you do from this moment that counts.
Lord.
You can start now. I don't care if you're 5 days old. I don't care if you're 100 years old. Start now. If you've got a little baby, start talking to that baby now. Start building that baby up now. Call that baby and believe God for that baby. Amen. Raise him in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. He gets older, he'll not turn from
it. That's right.
Praise God.
Praise you, Jesus.
Glory, and I'll be back in just a moment.
We hope you enjoyed this teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.